shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
Oh, boy.
Today is...
Oh, we should have been streaming the last 5 minutes.
No, probably not. Today is Sunday, October 26, 2014. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host. And our guest today is... Who do we have as a guest today?
His name is...
Is Gerald Francis...
Don't I get a hug?
Lemario?
I'm not sure how you say his last name.
I'm not sure either.
Lemario.
Yeah, he's going to be our guest today, but, you know, we wanted to get some clearinghouse. We just had some conversations going here when we got here, and we're trying to catch up. But I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda, who's talking to Aaron Ryan, and Bob Martin, who's our trusted producer and soundboard operator, all around great guy. And we are streaming worldwide. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Linda.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, and you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me at on Facebook, but I'm no longer taking anybody at Mark E. Kent. You have to go to Sovereign Minds. I have maxed out to the 5,000, so you have to go the other way.
Or you go to prison.
Or you go to prison. You go to Facebook prison. Don't forget to listen to the Jefferson State of Mind on Saturday mornings. We just got through listening to We the People.
Uh-huh.
Go to the www.shastalantern.com to get the paper. There's no strength without unity. Old Irish proverb. That's going to do it for today.
Oh, short and sweet. We like it that way.
Short and sweet. And do we have any veterans events?
We do. You know, we just came off of Stand Down and Founders Day. We had a lot of people actually show up for Founders Day at the Veterans Home yesterday. Wanted to put that out there. We served probably about 250 people. So that was a great event. But we do have coming up the Veterans Day Parade on November 8th, and that's at Chester Lake City at 10 a.m. Again, that's November 8th. Then at the Tea Party, we have a Veterans Potluck on 10-10 on a Monday night, like usual, and we will be honoring our veterans there. And then, of course, we have Veterans Day on November 11th at 10:55 out at the cemetery.
Oh.
We've got that coming, and that's always a good thing to go out there and... you know, be a part of the ceremony out there and show your respect and honor to the people out there. So, and of course, with Christmas right around the corner, we have Reefs Across America coming. I believe that's December 12th. On December 14th, we have Christmas for the Troops. That's where we package, make the packages up to go to the deployed men and women overseas. We will be holding that at the Senior Citizen Hall this year again at 2290 Bitten Drive. And the tickets for that's $15 just to help with covering the cost to send the packages overseas. And then December 20th is a Serviceman's Feast. That's where we serve turkey and turkey dinner for everybody, EMTs, veterans, police, firefighters, and the whole nine. And then I want to remind everybody, on November 1st, NorCal Herbal Studies is holding a lecture from 10 to noon. If you're interested in alternative ways to protect yourself with Ebola or things like that, or you're worried about with Obamacare coming into play, that if you can't get your prescriptions, what are alternative things you might be able to do? They're having a lecture on some of the alternative ways to get your medication, and that will be held at 1666 East Cypress Avenue in Suite 8. And the number there is 722-6728.
Hey, I was just trying to plug into the internet here, and I can't remember the last digit.
The last digit is 5.
Oh, see, that's thank you very much. Now I'm actually plugged in.
I don't know if that was a good thing, but there you go. No, so.
That's fine. So anyway, I wanted to run a couple stories here, but I have a brand new computer here today. And I'm just setting it up as we got here a little late because we had some problems and getting the car going and all kinds of stuff. And we had to actually put gas in it. So.
Or we may not have made it at all.
We may not have made it at all. So we're here. And we have a couple of news headlines before we get to our guest. And one is that the Deutsche Bank from Germany, interesting, Deutsche Bank lawyer found dead by suicide in New York. There seems to be a rash of people dying related to the banking industry in the last year or so. And another one has bit the dust, and by coincidence, his last name.
And they're all suicide, right?
Yeah, he committed suicide, pronounced dead on the scene. And it's interesting. His name is Calogero Gambino.
Oh, wow.
So the attorney for the Deutsche Bank's last name is Gambino, which is kind of interesting. And he was an associated general counsel and managing director for those who worked with the German bank for 11 years, according to the Wall Street Journal. He has been closely involved in negotiating legal issues for the Deutsche Bank and so forth. And, he died by hanging. So the lawyer for one of the biggest banks in the world died by hanging. Himself, according to the news report.
So how many does that bring us to, 14?
I think it's actually we're starting to get closer to 20, I think.
Oh, wow.
And so there's no problem in the banking industry, just, nothing to report here. Interesting stuff. What else do I have here? Let's see. The economy, not doing so well. And we're going to have our guest on, and we're going to talk about the economy and how I'm not sure exactly what his position is on everything, and we'll talk about it and figure out what his slant is on this thing. And where did you get him as a guest?
Actually, it's from somebody that a PR person, Sandy, that we've gotten a lot of people like. Wayne Allen Root from. Bogo, no, B-E-G-O, remember him? Geez, mine just went blank. But she gives me a lot of the people come over. She's a PR person for a lot of different people.
I see. Well, he's got some pretty big credentials here. He's author, philosopher, economist, and engineer. He's author of America's Economic War and Choosing the Good Life. Founder and CEO of, I'm not sure how to exactly pronounce his last name, Lemerio Economics, LLC, a company focused on bringing a practical economic knowledge about freedom, economic growth, and prosperity to America and the world. He's also a member of Hewlett-Packard Strategy and Corporate Development Team. Earlier in his career, he was also was the worldwide president of the Association of Energy Engineers, AEE. Don't you get tired of these acronyms?
Yes. Keep them all straight.
Oh, man. AIG, and I found out that today was the Aspen Institute Group. It just goes on and on and on. But anyway, he's got a bachelor's degree of science with high distinctions in mathematics.
Yeah, he's wrote a couple
of books. Yeah. So this guy, he also does solar energy models. He went on to become the senior scientist at the Solar Energy Research Institute, which is now called the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, which kind of scared me when I read that. Anything with renewable, sustainable.
Yeah, I was like that until I started digging into some of his books and seeing, that he's on the same wavelength as the rest of us as far as our foundation and as far as I know anyway, in our religious beliefs and what we need to do to get America back on track.
Well, very good. And I mean, he's obviously very intelligent, smart, got a lot of credentials here, assistant professor of College of Business at Colorado State University. Taught classes on computer information, management science, computer science, marketing. So this guy's got, I'm not even getting to the bottom of the credentials here. So this guy has got a lot of credentials. He's done a lot of things, a lot of work in a lot of different areas. So this will be a very interesting interview. I think we should go to a break now.
Yeah. Before I do, I wanted to, bring up the books that he's done. Renewing America and Its Heritage of Freedom is one, and America's Economic War. So I just wanted to throw that out there before we went to the break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
In the air, and when I think of a pumpkin latte, I think of Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. Holiday season is among us. Thinking of a hostess gift or perhaps something for a coworker? Tobacco and Brew carries a wonderful selection of coffee beans, loose tea leaves, and coffee and tea accessories. Tobacco and Brew, locally owned and operated, has been so supportive of our community, so shop local. Check out the largest humidor in the North State. New brands and your favorites always in stock. Tobacco and Brew, and so much more. Open 7 days a week. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
A great commercial. You finished? You didn't mention, though, that Tobacco and Brew really supports veterans' issues and the veterans right here in Redding and Shasta County. In fact, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
Okay, let's go. It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, appearing in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino Thursday, November 6th, from 7 to 9 p.m. Join us as we recreate the vibe of the great lounge era, where musicians like Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and Bobby Veramentes play the wonderful standards of the great American songbook. Oh, yeah, and me, Linda Bot. I'll be at the mic singing my heart out. Dining, dancing, and a night to make memories. Give Elements Lounge a call now for reservations 243-3377 and ask for Lady Bot and the Bluebirds November 6th in the Elements Lounge inside of Wind River Resort and Casino. Can't wait to see you there. Let's have a blast.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. Family-owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Community Radio for the North State. You can call in here at 530-605-4567.
Yep.
And our guest, and I apologize, I said Gerald.
Gerald.
It's actually Gerard Francis Lemerio, I believe is how it's pronounced. And I apologize, that was my bad.
We were running late and things just weren't quite together this morning.
Yeah, just going too fast.
Yep.
Anyway, we have our guest on the line. Are you there, Gerard?
I sure am. Nice to be with you.
Very
nice
good.
Nice having
same
you.
Same here, same here. Maybe I just gave a background on you, Gerard, and man, I'll tell you what, it looks like you've been a pretty busy guy for a long time.
That is absolutely true.
So, if you, okay, let's just get right into it. What do you think is wrong with America?
I think America is a wonderful place, but I think we have a poor set of leaders. You know, someone once asked an economist, who I really like, what would you do to turn our economy around and have it robust and growing? And his answer is one that I totally agree with. His answer was, I would do everything the opposite of what they're doing today.
Boy, and that's a good
that's about the truth. If you look across the country, we have a small group of progressive socialists, Marxists, and communists who love government, believe in government, and want to run government, who run for office and unfortunately often win. And look at what's going on across the board. You know, when we talk about freedom, we talk about religious freedom, political freedom, and economic freedom. And in my new book, I talk about all of those freedoms and the 25 essential components of freedom, and all of them are being hacked away at. You know, they're being stomped on. The Constitution is being ignored, as you know, trying to force the little sisters of the poor to pay for contraceptives and abortions. I mean, can you imagine? They don't need them. You know, telling that story that happened a few weeks ago where a little girl is in a classroom and a little boy sneezes, and the teacher says, we will not have that godly talk in this classroom, and suspends the girl because she said, bless you, to the little boy. She didn't even say, God bless you.
It's just
and the girl gets thrown out. Of course, if she said, God bless you, I don't think she should be thrown out either. I believe in freedom of speech. And you look at the political area, we're not allowed to say different things. We can't mention if terrorists or terrorism. I mean, grandmother gets her head chopped off in Oklahoma, and they call it workplace violence. Well, good grief. Since when you go to a workplace and have your head chopped off and call it workplace violence? Haven't they ever thought that could be something to do with the Middle East?
Yeah, unbelievable.
You know, and then you go into the economic sphere, and we have private property rights being stomped upon. We have regulations, we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 500,000 new regulations since about 1993, 1995. And those are regular regulations, public notices that are related to regulations, and executive orders. And just executive orders, there's 16,000 almost currently in place. You know, we're living in a regulated society that's just utterly unbelievable.
So
I mean, most people can't keep up with them all.
So do you think this is a just the Democrat or the current leader's issue, or do you think it's both parties?
Well, you know, that's debatable, and that obviously progressives are in both parties, to be honest. I think that the progressive socialists, that whole bunch of, you know, it's a whole spectrum of how much socialism and totalitarianism they believe in. And that, but I think it's both parties. I think, unfortunately, the people who like that kind of stuff and who want to take away our freedom are the very ones who want to run for office. And I think that they only amount to about 15% of the country. And I think 85% of the country I would call freedom-loving Americans. They're the people who went to war to fight for our freedoms, who, you know, when the country called, they took up the call and fought for what they believed in. I think that 85% of all Americans don't want to lose their freedom, but they're just not used to having to go in and fight at election time for the right people. I think we're electing the wrong people, and I think that any election, any congressional district, any the dog catcher election, whatever election we're talking about, president of the United States, a senator, freedom-loving Americans can win any election they decide to win, and they can run another freedom-loving American. If nobody's running who's a freedom-loving American, they ought to run themselves, because that's what we need, or to find a neighbor who's a good person who can run. So my opinion is we can win any election. We can restore the Constitution completely. We can restore our freedoms. And I think it can be done as soon as the American people wake up. Most people, they want to go to work. They want to pay their taxes. They want to get better if they're sick. They want to participate in society. They want to play with their kids at night. They want to watch a football game on Sunday afternoon in the fall. And they don't want to bother with government. They're not thinking government. But unfortunately, we all have to think about government and start electing the right people.
Yeah, I must say, I think you're right. And I think we need to start that at the local level. That's the answer, is people getting involved and taking back the country, but becoming educated, but not just education, but actually doing something, getting out there and supporting the candidates that are supporting the Constitution and supporting the candidates that are going to, you know, not just say what they're going to do, but actually follow up when they get in the office.
Yeah, you look at the polls and things. Most Americans, I fought against Obamacare in 2010 quite a bit on the radio. And you look back then, I think most of the polls said two-thirds of American people didn't want Obamacare, but it was passed anyway. You look now, most people want the borders closed because they think it's common sense. Keep the germs out of America and keep the terrorists out. I mean, isn't that common sense? We don't want terrorists. We don't want germs, Ebola or any of the other germs that are currently in Central America. And what's happening? The administration is once again turning a blind eye on what the American people want. You look at the Keystone Pipeline. You look at issue after issue after issue. The government isn't doing. They're not representing what the American people want. So it's time to hold them accountable. And I don't care what party they belong to. If they're not pro-American, pro-Constitution, pro-freedom, let's find somebody else to do the job. Well, they're not elected for life.
Well, there's also a lot of voter fraud. I mean, that's one of the reasons. I just seen a clip this morning where, you know, they've got 7,000 or I don't even know how many it was, illegal aliens voting across the country and, you know, changing the course of the elections. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I think the election laws have also been put into place by people that are not pro-freedom and don't care about the integrity of elections. In fact, maybe they want the opposite. I'll tell you, in Colorado, where I live, I'm calling in from, or you called me from Colorado, and where I am here, you can vote in any district you intend to move to. So in Colorado, it's the law that if you live today in the first congressional district, but you really want to vote in the second congressional district, you can do that because you intend to move there in the future, and so they'll give you a ballot. Now tell me, does that make sense?
Not at all. Not at all. Because they don't care. What they care about is keeping power. They don't care about the integrity of the elections. And quite frankly, they don't care if the elections are honest and up and above board, as long as they keep, getting elected and staying in power and controlling everything.
Well, that's why we have to be very careful and spend a lot of our time. I'm talking about every American. On the issue of voting and elections and fairness. And we have to support voter ID laws. I mean, you need, I think, a photo ID to check out a library book in a lot of places, and you need a photo ID to get on an airplane at an airport, and even to buy a can of beer in some places. And so why not use a voter ID card or use your license or whatever government-issued documentation they accept? It's all very obvious, but Americans have to stand up and say, we are not going to be pushed around anymore. We demand that our elections are honest. We don't want to be a banana republic. And by the way, in the new book, Renewing America and Its Heritage of Freedom, What Freedom-Loving Americans Can Do to Help, I not only talk about the moral case for freedom, why it's better than socialism, but I also talk about how we've lost the freedom in various ways and how we can get it back. And there's a whole plan, and everybody in America can participate in that plan.
And what's,
unless, of course, they're dying in a nursing home or something. But, I mean, all healthy Americans, are able to participate. And that's why I wrote the book. I'm trying to get America back on track. I'm trying to do my little part in helping America to become what it was.
What's the name of the book again, Gerard, and where can people get it before we go to the break?
Sure. Renewing America and Its Heritage of Freedom, What Freedom-Loving Americans Can Do to Help. You can go to my website, renewingamericabook.com, renewingamericabook.com, and it's available Amazon and all the usual places you can get it. And it's available in a print edition, and it's also available in a Kindle version, and for other electronic devices, it's available too.
Okay, and with that, we need to go to a break. If you have a question or a comment, call in here at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
Measure B will make way for our community's first four-star hotel and create good-paying jobs for Reading residents. Here's Chamber of Commerce President Frank Strazzarino.
Reading's economy can certainly use the 40 new construction jobs and 70 permanent jobs created by the hotel.
Revenue from the new hotel will help fund the operations and improve the park. Here's Turtle Bay School Principal Linda Lawhon.
The new hotel will help sustain Turtle Bay, which provides educational and cultural enrichment for more than 10,000 children per year.
Measure B strengthens strengthens a one-of-a-kind community asset. Sharon Clay, curator of animal programs at Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay used to be subsidized by taxpayers. The new hotel will help make us self-sustaining.
Measure B, supported by the Reading Peace Officers Association, the Chamber of Commerce, all 18 Shasta County school superintendents, and thousands of local residents. Paid for by Yes on Measure B, Reading Residents for Jobs and a Sustainable Economy, with major funding by Turtle Bay Exploration Park and John Fitzpatrick.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
Hey, folks, you know where your Swap and Sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and Sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we begin Candidates Week again with Mike DeQuisto telling us why he wants to be on the Reading City Council. Also, it's Proposition 47 Day with the DA of Humboldt County telling us why it's a great idea to turn these people loose from felons to misdemeanors. All this Monday right here, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
All right, mister, what do you think you're doing?
You call this a room?
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah. That's Twisted Sister. I guess you got to be a Twisted Sister these days to want freedom, according to the mainstream media. Listen, I wanted to mention a couple things before we get back to our guest. We have Reading Tea Party meets Monday night at 6 p.m. every Monday night at 6 p.m. Uh-huh. at 2570 South Bonifieu, which is Destiny Fellowship. This Monday they'll be talking about Measure B.
Measure A.
Measure A, and that's the marijuana initiative. Mm-hmm. And we want to we're going to have both sides presented with the no and the yes.
Yep.
And then go from there. And so it'll be a very entertaining, fun evening. Come on out and get involved in the process, because that's what needs to be happening. With that, I would also like to go over an article here: Court sides with the IRS and Tea Party targeting scandal. Now, this just came out this last week. A federal judge has sided with the Internal Revenue Service, dismissing lawsuits by the Tea Party groups seeking redress for the secretly targeting of their applications for tax exempt purposes, and which the groups argue were intentionally delayed. Now, Tea Party organizers immediately announced that they would appeal the decision. This was by Judge Reggie B. Walton, who was actually appointed by George Bush, which kind of verifies my fact that, you know, just because you got an R or a D in front of your name doesn't mean much of anything. He ruled that the lawsuits by the Texas-based True the Vote and Lynchpins of Liberty, along with 41 other conservative groups, were moot because the IRS took steps to address the scandal and publicly suspended its targeting scheme, which is absolute crap. That's not true. Jay Sekulow, chief counsel for the American Law Center for Law and Justice, which filed the lawsuit on behalf of the Tea Party, says he plans to immediately appeal the case. The decision by the court is disappointing. However, they will not be deterred. In its federal lawsuit, ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states. Of the 41 organizations, 28 organizations received their tax-exempt status after lengthy delays. Seven are still pending. Now, five withdrew applications because of frustration with the IRS process. So how can the judge say that they had due process and there's not targeting if seven of them are still pending, and seven of them we know have been pending for 4 or 5 years?
And there's a time limit. How many days is that?
They have to rule within 270 days to yay or nay, because then you have the right to due process. You can say, okay, why did you not give me the status, or you gave me the status, and if but to put you in limbo is in essence denying you due process. And so this judge's decision is unconscionable. Catherine Engelbrecht, from founder of True the Vote, said, "We are stunned by today's judgment. The notion that the IRS can target Americans for years because of their political beliefs is reprehensible. And this is right out of the White House administration, if you ask me. We just found out through the papers that came out, the Vaughn reports, that Valerie Jarrett was directly involved with the Fast and Furious and protecting Eric Holder. That's why he resigned right after it was found out these papers were going to come out. So this nothing's stopped. Nothing's been happened. Nobody's been fired. And there's a total lack of remorse on the part of the IRS. So what would prevent them from keep doing this? Because nothing has stopped them from doing it. So, like I say, that's going to be appealed, and there's more to come on that. And it's not over, but it just goes to show you that there's some real problems down there.
And it's time to stand up and get involved and put things into action.
Absolutely.
For the people out there, so we can make a difference. And with that, we will
get back to our guest
and his new book. I was just looking over some of the strategies and goals and tactics that you have in that. Can you hit on some of that for us?
Where would you like me to start?
I know that was a loaded question, but how about some of the, like, you have five actions for freedom-loving Americans, what they can do. What are those five actions?
Yeah, I present a complete vision, strategy, and tactics in that. But, for those who don't even want to get into anything, there are basic five things that everyone can do, regardless of how much more depth you want to get into and how much you want to fight for our freedom and how much you want to get involved in the whole process. But the number one thing you can do, and we shouldn't forget this, is to pray to God. This country was founded on a Judeo-Christian foundation. Certain principles of morality and the dignity of the human being, and all of these principles that are Christian. And I start my first chapter is God and freedom, because that's where our freedom comes from. And I truly believe that if a nation and people don't believe in God, they're not going to have freedom. I don't see how it's possible in all the books I've read and all the studies I've seen. But anyway, number one, pray to God. We certainly need prayers. This country is in deep trouble. Our whole foundation is being chipped away at, and we need to pray. We also need to educate ourselves. Everyone needs to be educated. They've got to really basically tune out the negative ads. I talk about negative campaign ads and how destructive they are. I have a book in my library. I have a very big library on freedom. I sometimes wonder if my first floor of the house is going to collapse into the basement from the weight of all the books. But I have a book that was written in 1922 by an economist who complained that socialists would never, never debate him. And they don't debate anybody. And all they'll do is destroy the character of their opponent. That's how they debate you. They can't win on moral arguments. They can't win on economic arguments, because we all know socialism is a big failure. Take a look at North Korea, where they have socialism in full form.
Yeah, that's more dictatorship there.
that's 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's various levels, like I said before, progressive socialist, socialist, Marxist, communist, what have you. So number two is get educated and stop listening to these stupid 30-second commercials that say, so-and-so is going to take away your your right to have contraception, and so and so hates seniors and wants to throw them off cliffs. I mean, it's absurd.
Yeah, I think Gerard, I think I would go as far as to say is to shut your TV off and get off the mainstream media, because it's pretty much state controlled the news we're getting off the TV, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, it is certainly politically correct. They ignore the facts, they ignore reality, and they play to what they call narratives. I put that word in quotes. You know, they have certain narratives, and they tell stories to fit their socialist narrative.
Yeah, and even Fox, so, even Fox News, they cater to the conservative movement more, but they have their narratives too, I believe, as well.
Well, there's a lot of problems, and we have to work on them.
Sure.
Number three is to vote. Everybody should vote. In the last presidential election, I've heard different estimates of how many conservatives stayed home because Mitt Romney wasn't conservative enough for them. Well, he would have been a whole lot better than what we got. And so thinking to stay home because the candidate isn't perfect, there are very few perfect people that run. If it were up to me, I'd love to see a lot of Ronald Reagan's run. But there aren't, those kind of people in every district in the country. So get out and vote for the best person, the most freedom-loving American you can. Support the people who are good. And for those people who have the ability to talk and communicate and really feel strongly in their hearts about freedom, run for office. And that's something everybody could consider doing, even if it's for school board. It doesn't have to be for a senator. Who is in the school board matters. In Douglas County, Colorado, again, where I am in Colorado, I'm not in Douglas County, but I'm in Colorado, the freedom-loving Americans took over the school board. They ran their people and they won. They got out the socialists and the progressives, and they have put up a patriotic school curriculum up for consideration, and they're trying to put in a patriotic curriculum where people teach the Constitution. How radical!
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's what needs to happen, and that's what we're trying to work on at our local levels right now, is to get in and figure out how to get our guys elected into these different positions, whether it's the school board, the city council, or the board of supervisors. And it's been a learning curve, but we're starting to get the job done.
Most Americans who are freedom-loving want to, as I said, kiss their wife at night, play with the kids, watch football on the weekend. They don't want to bother with government. They think government is just there to, collect some taxes and pave the roads, and pay for our defense, for the country. They're not thinking of going in and telling people, what size light bulb to use and what kind of toilet to flush and, all the different things that the progressives want to do. So I think, people just have to take the country off cruise control. We've let it be on cruise control, and the ones who are running the country to a certain extent are progressive socialists and socialists. And we need to change that and take back our freedom.
Well, I think we
should not be bullied by these progressives.
Well, I think for me, the root of this goes back to sound money. If we're talking about going back to the Constitution, part of our big problem is we don't have sound money. We've got a private bank issuing our currency and buying treasuries and counterfeiting money, basically. If we did any one of these things, we'd be putting prison for it. And I think that is the root of all evil, because that counterfeit money starts to buy a lot of favors.
You're 100% right about the money system. And by the way, there's fiscal policy issues that are terrible. There are monetary issues. That's what you're talking about.
Sure.
And then there are regulatory. Those are the big three that are causing our economic problems. And by the way, that's part of the reason I wrote my book several years ago about America's economic war. Because this war between socialism and freedom shows up to a large extent in the economy and how the economy runs or doesn't run. And we are, limping along after a bad recession in one of the worst recoveries that's ever been. This recovery is anemic. There are over 93 million Americans who are in the working age population, who are not in institutions, who are not in prison or nursing homes, 93 million Americans who don't have a job.
You know, I
can
don't
you imagine that?
I don't even think that we're actually in a recovery at all myself. I don't think the crisis has ever been solved. The only thing that they've done since we've had the big dip in the market is try to prop everything up by counterfeiting money, basically. You know, I mean, whether it's the stimulus or the borrowing or the trillion in the spending, I mean, that's all we've really done. I mean, the stock market's getting propped up with mortgage-backed securities that are being funded at zero interest rates. So, you know, I mean, until we solve that sound money problem, I think we're just going to keep having the same issue in the economy, and we're due for a huge crash, in my opinion.
I think you're right. Technically, by the numbers that economists define, we're in a recovery.
Sure.
But some people question whether the numbers are correct or they've been fudged.
Well, look at the unemployment rate. Well, look at the unemployment rate. I mean, for me, if you say that we're unemployment rate is 5.9%, and you think that number's not fudged, well, you know, from my opinion, if you're lying about one number, I can't believe any of the numbers that you're spewing, period, and that's what I believe is happening with the government. So, and I realize that's another issue, and we can move on, but, you know, it is kind of
well, it's like, you know, somebody wrote a book, J. Edgar Hoover, I think it was around 1960, wrote the book. I have a copy of it that said Masters of Deceit. And it was all about how communists lie to get what they want.
Yep.
And I think we're dealing with people who are masterful at deceiving people. And I have a good friend who's an executive at a chain of supermarkets in southern United States. And they're one of the locations where they collect data on the price of food to determine what the inflation rate is.
Sure, hedonics.
and let me tell you how they do it. They told me that the government goes in, let's say orange juice is in your basket of goods. You know,
sure.
They have a certain basket they check every month to see has it gone up, has it gone down. Usually it's gone up. And let's say orange, I'll just pick some. I don't know if orange juice is one of their items, but let's say it's orange juice. And let's say orange juice just went up 10% that week. So the government says, in the way they define inflation, well, consumers aren't going to pay that much. What they're going to do is they're going to substitute for apple juice, which only went up 1%.
Yep.
So that means the calculation skews it like there's not inflation. But if you're honest, you compare apples to apples and oranges to oranges. You don't change the definition of your basket.
Yeah, it's like
else you're not being honest.
It's like exchanging. So the price went up on filet mignon. We'll just substitute that for dog food, and nothing's changed.
Right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
exactly.
That
to me is fudging the numbers.
Sure,
right.
Absolutely.
With that, we have to go to a break in the last segment here, and maybe
then we
want to
get the last of the two solutions.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and then when we come back, let's pick up 4, 5, and 6. On the solutions, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby, how did I?
And we're back. This is Sovereign Minds. And we have Gerard on the phone. And we want to get to the last of our solutions. We did 1, 2, and 3, which was pray to God, educate ourselves, and vote. So what's the next three?
Well, there's actually, the book goes into a whole comprehensive plan. There are a lot of things you can do, and people will pick up the things that they like most. One of the things that I really like that I think a lot of people could do is go to my website and print out the Pledge of Freedom. It's in the book, but if you go to the website, you get a nice 8.5 by 11-inch copy of the Pledge of Freedom and take it to your candidates for office and say, will you sign this? And the Pledge of Freedom says that they say that if they're elected, the candidate will abide by the Constitution, do his job faithfully, and will support all 25 essential components of freedom, which, by the way, we're losing some of those essential components as we speak.
Yes, we are.
And by the way, this Pledge of Freedom has some teeth in it because it has a penalty clause that says that if they flagrantly violate the Pledge of Freedom after being elected, and by the way, some people run as conservatives and then don't act conservative. They act like socialists when they get to Washington. This has some teeth in it because it said that they will resign within 30 days. And it says if they don't resign, they ask the public to never elect them again to any office. And so I think getting a candidate to sign the Pledge of Freedom is pretty darn significant. And I have a whole host of things in there like that. There's also the Pledge of Positive Campaigning, which is similar. And again, you can print it out for free from my website, which is renewingamericabook.com. And if they just want to read it, they can read it in the book. But if they want a convenient copy to stick in people's face and say, you're going to sign this, you know? Because I'm sick of people saying they're for freedom and they're not. I was listening to one set of campaign ads, and I won't mention names in that, but they were talking about how they were for freedom. They were truly for freedom. And, of course, that perks up my ears. But this is the person who voted for Obamacare. This is the person who would happily take away your guns. This is the person who will happily take away your freedom at every turn. But he's telling people in his campaign ads on television that he's for freedom. That's a joke.
Yeah, and we have a lot of those out there. Like you say, we need to get educated on the people running for office. And if they're not really for freedom, then we need to find somebody to step into the shoes and do what we want and what they're supposed to be doing.
Right, and I say again, 85% of Americans are freedom-loving Americans that want freedom and want to live under the Constitution and enjoy their freedom. And there's only about 15% of these radicals and socialists who want to change the country fundamentally into a socialist state of some sort. Some of them, I think, want communism. Some of them just want a welfare state like Europe. And we've got to educate ourselves, as we mentioned in an earlier segment, and we have to hold them accountable. That
yes,
is a big
do.
Part of it.
Yes.
A socialist should never get elected twice in the United States, in my opinion. They can lie through their hat and maybe get elected once. But after that,
it's shame on us if they get elected again. Yes. And unfortunately, we're running down. I'm not sure how much time we have left, but we want to thank you so much for coming on. And we'd love to have you back in the future and go over some more of these.
Well, I'd be happy to be on anytime you like. You have a great show. I kind of researched it a little before coming on.
Thank
it looks
you.
Like a great show.
Thank you. Thank you. And anybody wants to get a hold of the book, they can go to Gerard. I'm sure I'm going to butcher your last name, Lemerio.
Lemero.
Gerard Lemero. That's J. I'm sorry. Boy, I'm running today.
G E R A R D L A M E. IRO.com.
And you can look where the books are. The Pledge for Freedom is there. You know, talks all about Gerard and his projects and what he's doing. And the book there, Renewing America and Its Heritage of Freedom. And with that,
yeah,
and
we want to thank you again. And, you know, it takes all of us to make this happen.
That's right.
And stand together. And it's good to have other people on our side and know that they're out throughout the country.
You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, the amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
And the Don Shulman Show is next here on KCNR's Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. New Jersey, New York, and Illinois are putting a mandatory 21-day quarantine on anyone entering from the African Ebola zone. Many are complaining. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tells Fox News,
"It was my conclusion that we needed to do this to protect the public health of the people of New Jersey. Governor Cuomo agreed, and now Mayor Emanuel agrees. And I think the CDC eventually will come around to our point of view on this."
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says as a doctor and scientist, he would not have recommended a quarantine. He tells Fox News that active and direct monitoring can accomplish the same thing. Midterm elections just around the corner, and many are predicting the GOP will take back the Senate. That has Pete Wehner of the Ethics and Public Policy Center imagining what qualities Republican voters will be looking for in a 2016 presidential candidate.
The mood of the country.